We're at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 20. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence committee report on House Bill 20 and request your aye vote. There were actually two issues in this concurrence, and the first one was a technical correction. The original bill said, the original amendment that the Senate put on our bill said through a corporation, including a limited liability corporation. While there's not limited liability corporations, there's only limited liability companies. So that was the technical correction. But I want you to know that there was another matter that we did discuss, and that was that do we expect every parent who wishes to serve their children with extraordinary care needs, do we want to require everyone to build a LLC, a limited liability company? And the Senate was unwilling to budge on that, and rather than lose the bill, we took the technical correction and came home to ask you to vote aye on this bill.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 20. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Davison, Edmonds, Davison, aye, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Peterson excused, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Vronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Patton, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Brechtel, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 3 no, 1 excused, 1 absent.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 20. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we have joining us in the gallery this afternoon Daniel Lau, who is the Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Seattle, as well as Vice Consul Edward Liu. The purpose of their organization is to promote and strengthen the economic, cultural, educational, and other related ties between northwestern United States and the Republic of China on Taiwan. And they were here, of course, today talking about economic development and cultural and educational exchanges between Taiwan and the state of Wyoming in particular. So if you could look to the gallery to the north and welcome them, I would appreciate it. We're at that order of business, appointment of conference committees. Senate File 85 will be Representative Moniz, Chair, Representatives Crone and Gay. House Bill 174, Representative McComey, Chairman, Representatives Gingrey and Laux. House Bill 107, Representative Brown, Chairman, Representatives Botten and Throne. We're at that order of business, messages from the Senate.
Message number 6, Mr. Speaker, in accordance with WS-28-12102, the Senate voted on the confirmation of the governor's appointments and confirmed all nominees by the votes attached. See the attack, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 391, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills as below by the vote indicated. Senate File 29, Development Disability Services, Ayes 30, No 0, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 392, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 70, Education Accountability. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated, Ayes 0, Noes 30. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 393, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 50, Medicaid Options Study. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 0, noes 30. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee for the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 394. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 70. The Senate conferees are Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator Jennings, Senator Roth, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 395, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed the Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 50. The Senate conferees are Senator Scott, Chairman, Senator Schiffer, Senator Perkins, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 396, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 25, Long-Term Services and Support. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 10, noes 20. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 397, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 102, Medicaid Cost Study. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 0, noes 30. Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 398, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate filed 93, Dietetics Licensure, Ayes 16, Noes 14, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 399, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 25. The Senate conferees are Senator Martin, Chairman, Senator Landon, Senator Dockstader, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 400, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 102. The Senate conferees are Senator Scott, Chairman, Senator Meyer, Senator Ross, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 401, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 107, Energy Impacted County Roads Program. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 4, noes 26. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses, signed Ina Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 402. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 59, Spice Drugs. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1, signed Ina Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 404. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 71, Education Hunter Safety Courses. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Aye 16, noes 14, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 405, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 107. The Senate conferees are Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senator Cooper, Senator Schiffer, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 406. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed above failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. Compensation, Senate House Bill 40, Compensation for Persons Exonerated Based on DNA, Ayes 12, Noes 18, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 407, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 42, the House bill listed above passes in on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the list of amendments. Ayes, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 408. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passes in on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 167, Castle Doctrine Modifications, Ayes 30, noes 0. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 409, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 190, Electronic Fine Submittal. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message 410, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 202, Railroads Fence Repairs, Ayes 29, Noes 1, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 411, Mr. Speaker, the bills as below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 206, Emergency Response Incidents, Ayes 22, Noes 8, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 412, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 211, County Memorial Hospital Board Members. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, noes 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting listed amendments. Message number 413. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 215, Department of Health Reorganization. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message 414, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 223, Property Disclosure Statement Wind Estate, Ayes 30, noes 0, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 415, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 259, Ethanol Producer Tax Credit, Ayes 20, noes 10, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Appointment of conference committees. Senate File 107, Representative Childers, Chair, Representatives Eklund and Throne. Senate File 70, Representative Teeters, Chair, Representatives Madden and Harshman. Senate File 102, Representative Harvey, Chair, Representatives Petroff and Korberg. Senate File 50, Representative Harvey, Chair, Representatives Kasparik and Zwanitz or Dave. And Senate File 25, Representative Davison, Chair, Representatives Connolly and Greer. We're at that order of business, reading and signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for consideration is House Enrolled Act 70.
House Enrolled Act 70 being original House Bill 167, an act relating to crimes and offenses being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign enrolled act number 70 being original House Bill 167. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 71. House Enrolled Act 71.
House Enrolled Act 71 being original House Bill 179. An act relating to local improvements being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign enrolled act number 71 being original House Bill 179. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 72.
House Enrolled Act 72 being original House Bill 202, an act relating to railroads being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
That's signed House Enrolled Act 72 being original House Bill 202. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 73.
House Enrolled Act 73 being original House Bill 206, an act relating to the Wyoming Emergency Response Act being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 73 being original House Bill 206. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 74.
House Enrolled Act 74 being original House Bill 223, an act relating to property being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 74 being original House Bill 223. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 75.
House Enrolled Act 75 being original House Bill 252, an act relating to the administration of government being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 75 being original House Bill 252. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 76.
House Enrolled Act 76 being original House Bill 253, an act relating to nursing being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 76 being original House Bill 253. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 77.
House Enrolled Act number 77 being original House Bill 255, an act relating to taxation and revenue being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign House Enrolled Act number 77 being original House Bill 255. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 78.
House Enrolled Act 78 being original House Bill 259, an act relating to taxation and revenue being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 78 being original House Bill 259. I have so signed. Any announcements? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your conference committee on Senate File 127 will meet immediately upon adjournment in the House Education Committee room.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Buffaloville Historical Center Sinclair function is at 6:30 tonight at the Little America. I failed to mention that it was at 6:30, so hope everyone can make it. Thank you.
Representative Edmonds.
Mr. Speaker, your conference committee on House Bill 74 will meet tomorrow at noon on S1.
Mr. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The legislative prayer breakfast will have its final breakfast on Thursday morning at 6:30 at the Egg and I, and Pete Anderson is going to be with us to kind of close off the prayer breakfast this session, and I hope all of you can put it on your schedule and be there.
Any other announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader. That clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, March 1st, 2011.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The House will stand adjourned until Tuesday, March 1st, 2011, 10 a.m.